And ABC News says large teams of freshly trained suicide bombers are being sent to the United States and Europe. It's graduation season, and that includes the training camps of the Taliban. ABC News got hold of a Taliban graduation video that assigns new teams of suicide bombers to the U.S., Canada, Great Britain, and Germany. Video and still photographs reveal about 300 new recruits, including boys as young as 12. The video, of course, could just be propaganda.
You are the valedictorian. Congratulations. What a great speech that was.
Who knew they had graduation videos?
Okay, here you go. I found it. Yes. Could you come over here for a second,
yes,
Mike?
Yes, absolutely.
It's from Elle Magazine.
Ah, the picture.
And this is from our webmaster, Craig. Mm-hmm. Elle photoshops the fat off Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, my God.
Look at what a bad Photoshop that is.
But they put it on Angelina Jolie's body.
And then Craig, who's our webmaster, puts a bunch of pictures of her as she is underneath.
Amen.
And he's written, does Elle Magazine think we're a bunch of consumer idiots?
No, Kelly Clarkson!
That is not Kelly Clarkson's body on the July issue of Elle.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, there are rumors circulating that Elle Magazine took a Photoshop version of Kelly's head. Mike, stop touching me. And place it on another model's body.
Uh-huh.
You know, in Spanish, that means the magazine. Elle Magazine.
Elle Magazine.
You big mo.
Thank you.
God, I simply asked Mike to step over here to look at the screen. And the next thing you know, I feel that.
I took liberties.
That big hand on my shoulder.
I wanted to linger longer over on that side of the studio.
Good touch or bad touch?
It was you know.
A little in between.
The usual.
Yes. Medium touch.
He protested before I could get to the real bad touch.
Pac-Man Jones.
I'm not going to Brown City with you.
Brown University?
Yeah, we'd have one person. We'd have two people on the show today named Stink.
Downtown Mikey Brown. Michael Sean Patrick Brown.
Oh, I'm changing my name tonight. Michael Sean Patrick Brown with you.
That's nice. That's a nice ring to it. Mm-hmm.
Your brother James, indeed.
Mike Brown, wasn't he the FEMA director?
Yes, he was.
Mike Brown is also the coach of your Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay.
Mike Brown is also the son of Paul Brown, one of the guys that's ruined the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mike Brown would be the FEMA director. I would be the finger director.
Johnny Brown was on Good Times.
Johnny Brown.
Get laughing.
Johnny Brown.
Johnny Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie Brown was on the radio.
Damn.
Florida Evans.
Right.
Oh, Evans. Yeah. What were we talking about, Buzz?
Oh, we were moving on, actually, to Pac-Man Jones. Police. There he is. Police are now looking at a second shooting incident that may have involved the Titans cornerback. He's already suspended from the NFL after a shooting at a strip club in Las Vegas. Now,
nope.
Yes?
Excuse me, how stupid is this cat?
Pac-Man.
I caught this last night on my way home.
Right.
And was amazed. Now, on one hand,
he's the face of thuggery in the NFL,
that's right?
That's right. I mean, he is the number one
now.
Guy.
He's the guy. And he's the guy that went to the commissioner and said, I'll be home by midnight.
Right.
I won't go to strip clubs. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah.
Didn't challenge his suspension. And
right.
He is suspended from the NFL after that shooting in Vegas. Now police in Atlanta want to talk with him about the shooting at a strip club in their city yesterday morning.
But I hate to defend the guy, but the way that I've heard the story is that he was at the strip club,
right.
But he left before shots were fired, and it was the guys in his entourage.
That's what his entourage
that
is
were
saying.
Involved.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, if it's a guy going out, but I guess he did say he was going to clean up his act and really. With that kind of rap, trying to get back into the NFL, you got to stay away from a joint.
You know what you do if you're him, seriously?
What's
He's so friggin' rich. They all are.
Mm-hmm.
Just build yourself a mansion and get
a pole in there.
Get 65 dogs.
Yeah.
You know, get yourself some dog finding. Get yourself some whores.
Nice room with a stripper pole. You can have your friends over and have a fantastic time.
Absolutely.
He apparently was at a strip club with guys with guns at 3 o'clock in the morning. Police say they'd still like to talk to him, even if it's in person or by phone or even by email, they'll accept.
You know, and that's the thing I don't get. I try to get this, but, man, he does have so much money.
Yeah.
Why? Why does he got to do that? It's like it's not enough to be in the NFL, to be at the top of your game in the NFL.
Those guys are so freaking high profile. Mm-hmm. If you were Pac-Man Jones,
you don't need any more.
Why wouldn't you just use an outcall service if you had to?
But also hanging out. I mean, you're a tough guy. Everybody knows you're a tough guy. You walk into a joint. I mean, with the conditioning of NFL players, you walk into a joint. Everybody knows you're the tough. Why hanging out with the guys with guns? Why?
Especially him, because until like 8 months ago, You couldn't have picked him. No pun intended. You couldn't have picked him out of a lineup.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is his wife standing by him?
Ms. Pac-Man?
Yes.
And his son, Pac-Man Jr.
Uh-huh. Jones has been arrested.
And hey, while we're talking about, I'm sorry, Buzz, but while we're talking about Pac-Man,
uh-huh.
Come on now. Don't be modest. Really.
You're the champ.
I mean, you know, mention the credentials.
Champ, right?
All right, Mike, I hate to do this. The year is 1981,
right.
And it's the official title was Pac-Man Champion of Southern California.
Southern California.
Yeah.
And incidentally, that includes Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Right.
I won the title at Disneyland.
Hey, don't give me a duh. I'm giving you your props
well,
here.
Well, what I'm
know?
Saying is it was based in Los Angeles.
But you see, it's grace with victory. Please, grace with victory. I'm giving you, and you're still duh. Like, and it wasn't the duh like I was being dumb to say that. It was duh like, of course it was Los Angeles.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you don't have a Southern California without Los Angeles,
hands
Mike.
Up in the air.
And remember the trouble he got into with the commissioner of Ms. Pac-Man back then?
Well, that's only when he went to that arcade with the guys with guns.
Because the commissioner paid him in quarters.
And I made it rain.
You did.
Just like Pac-Man. Buzz, are you aware of that, making it rain?
No, I didn't know about that.
It's when he went into the strip club during the NBA All-Star game
mm-hmm.
with $80,000 in cash.
Oh, rain money. Yeah.
Threw it up into the air.
Yeah,
and then... couldn't imagine why everybody got mad right. when he wanted his money back.
Right.
Now, did you make it rain like Pac-Man Jones or make it rain like Peter North?
Yes.
God. Oh,
both.
Yeah.
He is all over the show today.
Would people please stop emailing us that Peter North was in gay films?
We know that.
We know better than anybody.
As a matter of fact, are you ready? We knew that before you did.
Of course. How do you think we got so familiar with the man's career?
His work.
His body of work.
Yeah, his body of work.
Pac-Man Joe's been arrested 5 times, 2 of which he never reported to the NFL.
Remember what Peter North always said.
What was that?
Live to work, mm-hmm. don't work to live.
Amen.
Shoot him straight between the eyes. Be a straight shooter.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you this, he's a hard worker.
He is indeed.
Nobody works harder.
Mm-hmm.
Congress has been looking into the missing emails to and from White House officials using Republican Party addresses. Of the 88 officials using that email account, the records for 51 of them have been deleted. That's illegal, of course, and has been for 30 years since the post-Watergate days. White House correspondence is, by law, supposed to be saved. The missing emails cover the time of the Jack Abramoff investigation and the political firings of U.S. attorneys.
That always sounds like something dirty.
Which?
Jack Abramoff.
Jack Abramoff, yeah. Never gets better, does it?
That's because we were talking about Peter North. And that's why when he has Jack Abramoff right after Peter North, after we've been gushing about Peter North.
Gotcha. And then I sat and really worked it.
We got a thank you note from Abram.
We got a gusher here.
It's considered the most...
We got a bleeder.
No, that ain't blood.
The deletion of these emails considered the most serious breach of the Presidential Records Act in its 30-year history. When we continue, a cat fight over a lottery ticket.
Ooh. Oh, okay, good.
Wow.
Be right back. Thank you, guys.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody can suck it.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
Once again, here is Guy.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. A middle school in suburban Washington, D.C. has gone where no other school has gone before. Kilmer Middle School of Vienna, Virginia has a no-touching rule.
Billy Kilmer.
This is Billy Kilmer.
That's one that you really do. That is in your repertoire.
Coach Allen and I got together. I was with Sonny. Sonny and I were in a drunk tank together. And Sonny was having sex with a donkey. My arm was falling off, but I threw a touchdown to beat the Rams.
Billy Kilmer Middle School.
A Billy Kilmer.
How'd you feel about Joe Theismann when he came into the league, Billy?
Fag. I told him to lick my dingleberries.
Billy Kilmer.
I'm Billy Kilmer.
Billy Kilmer. There's something for all you Redskins fans.
Yeah.
Mark Schlereth's a big faggot, too.
He's on a soap opera now, Billy.
Queer. He's not big and bloated like me.
Have you seen Billy Kilmer recently?
I have not.
Oh, my.
Really?
There are guys that age two ways, two old NFL. There's the Ken Stabler way of aging.
Right.
For my money, Ken Stabler looks exactly the same, except... he's got gray hair.
Right.
Billy Kilmer looks like he got a Jerry Lewis injection.
Ooh. Oh, really? A little puffy?
Yeah.
I can't imagine Billy Kilmer didn't remain really good looking.
Yeah. He was actually, you're right, he was starting that process when he was still playing.
He was starting that process in utero.
Well, this no touching rule, that must be to avoid fights and inappropriate behavior.
Sure.
Surely it wouldn't apply to a handshake or a high five or innocently holding hands. Oh, wait. Yes, it does. At Kilmer, no drugs or hugs.
You're goddamn right.
Other schools have policies that limit the kind of touching that goes on, but only Kilmer Middle School has banned it completely.
You were a hell of a player, Billy. You were a hell of a player, man.
Thank you, Mike. And if you send your daughters to Kilmer, I promise no one will touch them.
They're going there, absolutely.
Scratch off, scratch on. In Florida, naturally, Patsy Jean Harris bought a scratch-off lottery ticket and won $500. The security video shows Patsy Jean was excited. The video shows that a couple of women behind Patsy Jean were also excited. Video shows one of them snatching away the ticket. The parking lot video shows the catfight that followed. Police have arrested the two women, one of whom got her blouse ripped off during the hot three-way wrestling. The lottery ticket is still missing.
Why do you favor rape?
The Rolling Stones have reportedly made up after a recent dust-up between Mick Jagger and Ronnie Wood. The subject was alcohol. Wood, a recovering alcoholic, didn't like it when Mick called the new Ronnie boring.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the richest. To Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Jack Sparrow, whatever your name is?
When Mick's right, Mick's right.
But it didn't help matters when, in Belgium, Ronnie Wood fell on stage because he was drunk again.
What the hell was that?
Wood senses Mick and Ronnie have since patched things up.
Oh, this... God, I love his son. Speaking of, I love his son, Elijah.
Mm, well, Elijah's fantastic.
Elijah Wood.
And their grandmother, Rosemary. Oh, that's Woods. I'm sorry. I was going to hold James Woods.
Natalie Wood.
Oh, man. King of the Wood.
Tell me about it.
That's Peter North.
Tell me about it.
King of the Wood.
I'm King of the Wood.
What kind of wood doesn't float?
Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood.
I already said that.
I know, but I like that joke.
He likes that joke.
You got the crickets.
They like that joke, too.
Hello, friend. See you at Kilmer.
Kilmer Middle.
Well, this should turn everything around at Walmart. They're ditching the blue vests and replacing them with blue polo shirts and khaki pants.
Wow.
The idea is to apparently fool people into thinking they're at Best Buy. This is the Walmart's first response to news that sales increases are at their lowest point in 20 years. And by the way, the vests were free to the employees.
Hugs are great.
Hugs are great.
With the new uniform, each employee gets two shirts free.
Where's my effing blue vest?
And reimbursement for one pair of khaki pants.
Don't forget, kids, Walmart does not prosecute low-level shoplifters.
That means have your candy bar. Take it home.
Additional pairs of pants are available to the employees through Walmart below its everyday low, low prices.
Tell you take a case of candy bars, or you're going to the hole. And damn right. And take that smiley face off the window. God damn it.
Ronco goes broke-o-matic. Ron Popeil founded the company in 1958, and since that time, he's brought us wondrous inventions that have
set it and forget it.
Improved our lives with things like the pocket fisherman, the Vegematic, spray paint for your bald spot, Ginsu knives,
and
the smokeless ashtray, the flavor injector, and yes, Mike, the Showtime rotisserie oven.
Yes.
Endorsed by Don and Mike.
Not only was I given one by Mike, I enjoyed it so much, I gave him one for the next holiday.
Yay! But don't cry for Ron Popeil. He sold the company 2 years ago for $55 million, so he'll be all right. And his inventions, even at age 70, just keep coming. Brace yourself for his latest, the world's first...
Mike, you don't literally have to brace yourself.
No, you do.
Well, I'm sitting up, though, because it is important to me.
He's going to like this. I predict Mike O'Mara will like this. I predict he'll want it.
What?
It's the world's first safe home turkey fryer. You can have fried turkey at Thanksgiving without blowing up your house.
Hello. Thanks. I didn't like turkey. I didn't like frying turkey because it was dangerous.
Well, he's made your day.
Frying turkey was a hassle.
It was difficult, especially if you have small children around. Now you can fry it. It's a safe way to fry it.
That's the claim.
Fry it.
Yeah. Sometime between now and Thanksgiving, we'll be seeing this product.
Thank you, RP.
Hey, you know who steals the most office supplies?
Joe.
No, rich people. A new survey by a staffing company finds that about one out of every five office workers freely swipes all the pens, paper, and post-its they need from work. Only one in five of them feels guilty about it.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Tribute to Ron Popeil.
Survey also shows the most likely to steal make $75,000 a year or more.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I'll see you then. Nearly one in four of the group admits to stealing stuff. Among workers making $30,000 or less, only 11% steal office supplies. 41%.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and testing.
I'm on the radio. Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Hey,
F-Face.
Now, was that his Mr. Microphone? Was that Ron Popeil's or was that a K-Tel product?
From the Popeil Laboratories.
I would have listed it if I'd remembered. Anyway, 32% of the people who steal from office supplies say they'd take it because their boss said it was okay. 15% say they do it because they believe the company will never actually miss it. For me, it was really more a question of convenience. When we moved here, I stopped taking office supplies. Both CBS and Fox have just rejected new ads from the Trojan Condom Company. This one shows a pig in a men's room who turns into a man when he buys a Trojan from the vending machine. Evolve, says the ad, use a condom every time. The networks say it doesn't fit their standards.
That's not bad.
And finally, sex around the world. First to New Zealand, where we find one of the oldest living hookers in the world, a 77-year-old great-grandmother who goes by the name Irene. She still sees about five clients a week at about $100 a pop.
Is that Clay Aiken laughing?
It was.
Irene.
I love that girl's laugh.
She says she didn't turn pro until she was in her 50s. Quoting her, I was doing it for nothing, so why not charge?
And wow, then, that's awful.
And then to Uganda, where Kampala police say they're getting about 900 calls every night on their emergency number from horny women. The police say about 90% of their emergency calls aren't really emergencies at all. Or are
Rob,
they?
Hello? Speedwack, I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on a second. They didn't quite finish that little singing thing there, did they?
What happened?
Sing again.
Sorry, we're out of time.
There it is.
Hey, pop music.
All the way through. Gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all new episode. Okay, good day to you, sir.
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 And
I'm afraid I won't be here tomorrow.
Why is that?
Dan Snyder just bought me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
He also bought Peter North.
I'm king of the wood.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.